Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Baskin and Phelps, ladies and gentlemen, right here on The Fan. Can't wait. It's a fabulous Friday. Guardians get to play two. Why? Because they only played one or none yesterday. Supposed to play one. They didn't get it. Now they get two today. I'm Jeff Phelps. My partner would be Andrew Baskin.
All right. What a day, man. I'm so pumped for today. So excited. The weekend is almost here. What do you got on tap? Can't wait. They'll play two today. Let's see if the Guardians can sneak back in this a little bit.
We need two.
Joel Corey, former NFL agent, is going to join us at high noon. Nick Shook, the Shooky Cookie at one. Let's jumpstart.
Here we go. Clear!
Let's go, let's go!
Here's what's on the minds of Baskin.
You're going to listen to every word I have to say.
And Phelps.
Yes, and I'm starting right now.
Here we go!
Mackenzie's on the other side at 216-474-0092, and we give you the ever-popular man of the hour, Dan Menigan.
Ever-popular.
That's never been true. I mean, you could even go through my grade school, high school, college. That's just never been true.
Would you just take a compliment?
Your grandparents.
At least
like
2 to 3 days a week, I give you a compliment to start the show, and you sit here and you just denigrate yourself.
I don't know how.
Can you please just have some positivity in your life, my friend?
Yeah. I have loads of positivity. Yeah, it's all around that. Me. I just know me.
Why does he do this to himself?
Because he likes to, like,
keeps you grounded.
Wallow.
To quote the great Ted Lasso, believe.
Of all the Ted Lasso quotes, I didn't know you were going to go there.
I went believe.
That's a good one.
Thank you.
That's a good one.
George Wendt's nephew.
I'm putting the sign up there.
So of course, as you gentlemen laid out, everybody sat down, got excited to see the Guards and the White Sox last night.
Only I watched
to
rain see delay.
Rain. So, yeah, we've got a doubleheader today. First pitch is going to be at 3:00 today. We'll keep you up to date. Anything going on with that? A couple of transactions though. Guardians activated Kyle Manzardo from the family medical emergency list. So hopefully that means that his mom is doing a lot better. And is on the road to recovery. So, thank goodness. Hope that is the case.
That is a one-day-at-a-time process when you have a transplant. So, just let me just say, keep it in your thoughts and your prayers. His mom, in your thoughts and your prayers each and every day as they move forward.
Absolutely.
Yes, 100%. Jenkinsie Noel, option to AAA Columbus. Jeff, is that the move you would have made to supplement this roster?
I wouldn't have brought Jenkinsie up because you already have Jonathan Rodriguez here. Have you ever seen them together? No, they're the same guy.
Didn't realize
that. Not completely true. Let's see what Jonathan Rodriguez can do and or what Jenkinsie Noel can do. We saw Jenkinsie last year. I just sound like I'm saying the same thing over and over again because I am. Just give somebody regular at-bats. In fact, let's do that at 10:20, Andy.
All right, let's do that.
Let's solve things for
Are we just going to put together one lineup and move forward with that? Is that what you want to do?
Well, here's the thing about what they're doing platoon-wise. You know, they're platooning like crazy and bouncing guys all over the place. For the most part, it doesn't work. That's why I think they should quit doing it. If it were working and they were winning a ton of games and doing great, okay. But other than the last three games, the offense has really been struggling as of late. And it just looks like they're just throwing anybody in on any given day and following complete analytics and lefty-righty and everything else. I think it's time for that to stop, and we're here to help.
Mm, look at that. We're playing counselors today.
I'm going to say probably the meanest thing I'm going to say all day at 10:06. The Guardians need to come to the realization that bad plus bad does not equal fine. Like, that's what I feel like watching them platoon these outfields. They used to be able to get away with it because you'd have Jordan Luplow who could crush, and you'd have Tyler Naquin who could crush the other hand. Yeah. And it's like, oh, if I slam these two together, I actually have a viable player.
You've got
there
a real
right
guy
field.
There. Yep, right. You've got a real guy.
That you could at least do the math. This is bad plus bad. It doesn't mean it's fine. Bad plus bad has been dreadful.
The first Jordan Luplow reference we've had in a very long time.
I was really good at crushing, I think it was righties, I believe. I think he was the right. No, he was the lefty side of that platoon? Okay. Mr. Phelps is correcting me, but not calling me out on the air for it, which I appreciate greatly.
Oh, look at that. This is such a good family show here.
I couldn't remember to save my soul. I knew one was one side and one was the other. Tyrese Proctor, 5 of 13 from the field, in with 14 points, 1 rebound, 2 assists. Jalen Tyson, though, with 4 rebounds, 12 assists, and 2 steals in the Cavs Summer League game. I'm not going to give the score because it doesn't matter. The big thing, though...
You know what does matter?
Jalen Tyson played a little bit of point guard, Mr. Phelps. What did you think watching him?
Remember I said yesterday, I said, I want to see how much they put the ball in his hands. And after Craig Porter Jr. went out with a hamstring pull, and maybe that was the only reason they did, but I doubt it, he was basically running the point and had 12 assists. And he also had a bunch of turnovers, some key ones late, and he wasn't very happy about that. But he had 12 assists. We're going to get into this coming up in the 11 o'clock hour, but I wanted to see what they would do, and the fact that they gave him the ball made me think, And I'll explain, coming up in the 11 o'clock hour.
I'll dive in later. How's that sound? I'll just give you six. They had six guys in double figures. I like it. Let me just...
Why do you like it? Is that good for the team in Istanbul that many of them will be signing with?
No.
My favorite place to send these guys. Have you noticed that?
Why do you have... I just told you. They had six guys in double figures. I like that. I'll explain it later. You don't have to squash me 8 minutes into the show.
The folks went there. They said it's awesome.
Istanbul or Constantinople?
It was either... I can't remember if they went to Istanbul or if they went to Budapest. I can't remember which one, but they said that was awesome.
There's a Gabor Sisters Museum, I'm sure, in Budapest.
Are they Giants or not? That's my question. Are they?
The Gabors?
No, Istanbul or Constantinople. Which one?
The Gabors were short.
I always go Istanbul because... I don't know why. I think it's just because it's more fun to say.
I think the song just...
I know. I'm aware of the song.
Yes, I mean...
Don't try to pass Bossa Nova.
I think the other guy that was all over me 6 minutes into the show doesn't get it, so that's okay.
I'm here for Bossa. It's a guy who's listening to...
Do you have any idea what I'm talking about, Jeff? Or you just
there's some song that has both
Istanbul,
of those
names. Constantinople.
Yeah.
They might be Giants.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Fox 8 I team has learned a Cuyahoga County judge has denied the Browns' motion to dismiss a case filed against them by the city of Cleveland. Also declined to request that the case put on hold. The case in question is the city of Cleveland suing the Browns in January, saying the team is restricted from moving out of the city of Cleveland to Brook Park due to the Modell law. However, last month, state legislator reworked the Modell law, saying teams can move as long as they do not leave the state of Ohio. Taking this from WJW Fox 8 News.
You know what I say about that? I know Ed Gallick
from
Fox 8. Ed's a great guy.
Yeah.
There you go. That's what I say.
That's what you got on all that?
That's what I have.
I just think it's interesting. Why do they? I mean, I give them credit.
Used to work with Ed. Wonderful guy.
Ed and Peggy. They're very, very nice people. I still wonder why. How does public information only go to one channel? How does that only go to one source?
They might be the only ones who ask in this day and age.
Well, that's about, you know what, Jeff? That's 100% correct.
I just like to give credit where I grab things from, so then that way people who do work know that their work is appreciated.
No, I mean, it's public information. Like, the whole thing is public. Like, how did they get this like that? But Jeff's right, man. There's like zero journalists, so I tip my cap to
Ed and Peggy.
Ed and Peggy. They were journalists that actually did some work.
Here's the other thing. I'm so confused on all this. A Cuyahoga County judge has denied the Browns' motion to dismiss the thing about the Modell law, which has been changed.
But it's still on the books.
Okay, but
the law still exists.
The law is that they can, as long as they don't move out of Ohio.
I don't know. Can
we not just embrace the idea that some private people want to invest billions of dollars in developing something cool in Northeast Ohio?
No.
And have jobs.
No.
Add jobs.
We can't do it
to a town that lost 14,000 jobs.
Can someone call the building trades and ask them if they have two choices? They can either add jobs or not have jobs that don't exist. Did someone make a phone call over there? Ask them, would you like to have more jobs so more Northeast Ohioans can work, so we can put some of these fine folks around town, steel workers, electricians, plumbers, sheet metal workers, where else can I go? Laborers, if I forgot you, I'm sorry. Concrete guys, all of them. I mean, hey, oh man, wait, should we create more jobs or not?
But we are.
You want to know why we're backwards? We're backwards because we just don't think. And by the way, Jeff brought up a good point this morning. Okay, so say the city wants the stadium back. Like, they don't want the Browns to move. Jeff, ask that question that you asked me this morning, because I was curious about it, about finances in the city and who's paying. Oh. Yeah.
Cream and sugar or just cream?
The city keeps screaming about, you know, Cuyahoga County and Brook Park and blah, blah, blah. Is the city really ready to dump $500 million into the old stadium and then do it again in 15 more years?
Where does the city have $500 million? Because I can tell you, I haven't seen a cop on the streets in 5 years walking to work. I haven't seen him at all. And I don't know.
It's not the policeman's fault.
Well, yeah, and they're understaffed,
man.
We have
a great police department.
How about let's take that money that you were going to put into the stadium and invest it back into the city and maybe, oh, my God, here we go. We've got a plot of land right on the lake that we can actually do something with. Wait, can we just end this thing? It's over. Why are we wasting money in court doing anything? I'm done. I'm tired of it. This is stupid.
And here's the other thing.
You know, I got another one that just drives me nuts.
A big development in Brook Park is going to pour hundreds of thousands of dollars into the city of Cleveland with hotels and restaurants and everybody.
But Jeff, it's so far away from downtown. No one's going to stay downtown for any event out there. Are you kidding? I can't believe you're saying that. That's ridiculous. You're trying to tell me that if we have a dome out by the airport, that people may need to stay in the downtown hotels? They might have to eat downtown? I'm confused.
I was really hoping to hear the Battle Hymn of the Republic when I went to the 4th of July stuff at Blossom.
Did they play it?
No, they didn't. I was disappointed.
And by the way, I read this morning the county's all about the FAA and the stadium and what's going on. Has anyone ever cared about these planes that like fly 3 feet over our head during a game that land at Burke? Has anyone ever once noticed? I'm like, whoa, look how close that thing is.
Let Mayor Ronan and Senator Bibb figure it all out, okay?
Well, that's true. Can we just stop? Why are we wasting the court's time? Why are we wasting time?
Just embrace.
Let's keep going backwards, Cleveland. We are great at that.
Billions of dollars being poured into Northeast Ohio. But that's a bad thing.
It's ridiculous. Just move forward.
Okay.
Positivity. Okay, let's be positive.
Yeah.
Did you guys see all the stuff surrounding Najee Harris that's been floating about?
Can I go ahead, Andy?
Yes.
You gave everybody a nice warning. Don't mess with fireworks.
I did.
And Najee Harris of the now Los Angeles Chargers.
Oh, man.
He and some guys were doing the fireworks, and he had an eye injury called superficial. A superficial eye injury. They expect him to be fine. So apparently it's not, you know, didn't like hurt his vision. But one of his buddies lost fingers.
What can I say?
Hey, it went boom.
I told you guys, leave the fireworks to the professional.
Thank you, Andy.
How hard is
that? I'm Andy Baskin. Public service announcement.
Oh, my God. Look at this. I have one big firework. It's going to make a big boom. I'm going to light it off in my backyard. That's great. Guess what? Your silly little I'm going to light off one firework. It doesn't come anywhere near the pros. Stop. Stop. How many more? We got his buddy lost some fingers or no? Did and then
at
he
least,
got in
at
the
least
eye.
One, supposedly. At least one
according
digit.
To reports.
One right, digit.
Right. Is that worth it? Is that worth our founding fathers
there
came
were,
together?
There were more than the two guys who got hurt.
240. Yeah, we really needed it here. 249 years ago, so you could lose a finger. What is wrong with people? What's wrong? What's wrong with the idiot that drove by me at 115 in a construction zone this morning? I clocked him. I can't do this. I can't be negative all day. Guardians are about to win two games today, even though they're going up against an all-star pitcher. Let's go, Guards. Get back in this thing. Are we done?
Apparently.
Can't wait for that new soccer stadium.
Let's help.
Let's all just go get like a big shovel and help push the stadium into the lake. How's that sound? That way we can help.
Thought on that one too.
We can help the city with their demolition.
Yeah, because you know it's up to the Browns. Because when you move out of a house after your lease is up, and the landlord asks you to replace the carpet, it's on you.
If you, nothing. You nothing. Know, if you go back and read some of the stuff that the world's greatest Browns beat reporter had, Daryl Ryder, it seems to me the Browns offered early on to help pay for the demolition, and then the city went into their back. If I were the Browns, I wouldn't help them.
Remember, gentlemen, nothing is allowed to get done. Unless there's billable hours.
Oh, good point. I forgot about that. All right, let's talk about the Guardians. Let's come back in this because I'm going to be the optimist that says that they're going to try to get back in this thing. I'm not going to say they're going to make the playoffs, but I am going to be all over. Man, if they could take four this weekend, I know they can only play one at a time. But they'd be one game under 500, and I'd start looking at the wild card standings. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Let's build a lineup. Next, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. All right, Jeff, we head into this like this weekend before we get to the All-Star break and get a chance to kind of look back at what's going on with this team right now and trying to figure out how to move forward. And both you and I have kind of looked at the roster and said, like, what are they doing at some point? Sometimes it looks like they're just kind of spitting input into a computer and the computer's telling them who to play and what spot and when to make changes. And it's missing something and it doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA cleared and CE marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sense. And so let me ask you, just give me your overall feeling on this roster.
Overall, it's weak. Doesn't mean it has to stay that way. You know, maybe some guys get better from within, but I don't think guys are going to get better from within if they're not getting regular at-bats, if you want to know the truth.
Okay.
That's my thought.
All right, so give me the nine guys you want to play, and what do you want to see here?
Well, I honestly, the platoon stuff, to me, hasn't worked. Mm-hmm. Doesn't work with this group of guys. Dan laid out a great scenario. You know, when it was Tyler Naquin and Jordan Luplo, you had a guy in right field that was producing. One guy, mix them up. There you go. Naquin hitting left and Luplo hitting right. That worked. When you platoon, it means you don't have anybody who you think, in theory, is worthy of regular at-bats. I don't know that I agree with that. And where this team is, I just think you need to go ahead and go for it. So rather than like look into the minors or anything else, let's just look at who's here right now. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, eventually we'd like Chase DeLauder in right or center field. Eventually, we know that. Eventually, we'll probably want C.J. Cephas somewhere to see if, you know, if he can play in the major leagues. But let's put Carlos Santana at first base because Gold Glover and he's here. At least for now.
Mm-hmm.
I would be stunned if he's here past the trade deadline, and I would wonder why, personally, but he's here right now. At second base, I'm going to put Angel Martinez, and you'll see why coming up. I know he's looked pretty good in center field, but he came up as an infielder. Mm. He's done a pretty solid job. Juan Brito's not here.
Okay,
I think this job would be Juan Brito's if he were healthy coming out of spring training, but he wasn't. That gave it to Gabriel Arias, and now Gabe's out with that ankle injury, so he's not even a shortstop anymore. But I'd put Martinez at second.
Okay.
Jose's clearly at third. Rocchio, still want to see more. Let's see. You know, Brian was here last year, showed promise, didn't hit, sent him down. Hopefully he's going to be better now that he's back.
Mm-hmm.
So he's my shortstop. Putting Bo Naylor at catcher. On Rick Manning's guidance.
Yeah.
Let's just leave Stephen Kwan in left field.
Okay.
Yeah, he played center the other day. I love the idea of putting Stephen Kwan in center field. But if you don't want to do that, fine, leave him in left. And then put one of the guys that I would put in left field in place of him if you're moving Stephen Kwan to center. I'm putting Nolan Jones in center field, and I'm going to leave him there. Personally, I would. The idea of Kwan out there appeals to me a little bit more because he's probably going to be a little better defensively. But I think Nolan Jones has done okay. I want to see Nolan Jones get a lot of at-bats. And as we said earlier in the week, though his power numbers are non-existent, how this guy only has three home runs, I don't know. I can only think that either the air in Colorado was so light that it worked beautifully for his swing, or that the Guardians have changed his approach at the plate to make more contact and hit for a better average. His average has gone up each and every month this season. And he's hitting over 300 in July. I just leave him alone and let him hit and let's see. And if it, at the very least, Andy, through the end of August, just let him play every day. You don't platoon that guy. And his splits are pretty good, lefty-righty. So I'm just leaving him alone. And then I'm going to put Jonathan Rodriguez in right field. He's here right now. Just leave him alone. Let him play. He just tore it up in AAA. Well, if AAA means anything, then let him have a bunch of at-bats here. You sent Johnkenzie Noel back down. So you clearly are giving Rodriguez more of a look than you're giving Noel right now. That's fine. One or the other could end up being your regular right fielder. So I'm going to put him there, and I'm going to put Kyle Manzardo at DH. Before anybody screams about Daniel Schneemann, I'm going to make him my super utility guy because guys are going to need days off from time to time. So When Martinez needs a day off, Schneeman gets in there and plays second base. When one of the outfielders needs a day off, he's out there. If Rocchio needs a day off, he's playing shortstop. So I think there will be enough at-bats for Daniel Schneeman. I think he has shown that he's a valuable player, and I'd make him your super utility guy. But give these guys regular at-bats. The platooning thing hasn't worked for the offense. The offense has been putrid of the year.
Who'd you have in right field?
Jonathan Rodriguez.
You put Rodriguez in right, and then you put
Lane
Jones.
Thomas. Lane Thomas is hurt. I think you're going
to Jones
move,
in center.
You're going to try and move Lane Thomas. Nolan Jones in center field.
Did you put a DH in there too?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then thank you for listening.
Well, I missed
Kyle Manzardo.
I was looking at my list and I was thinking of your list. So we're pretty much on the same page of this, Jeff. I had this. We literally had the same list. And I know we don't want to look down the road, but they got to figure out something to catch her. I know you.
Well, it's going
to
be.
Is it going to be Naylor? What point are we giving up on Naylor?
The only possible answer of the guys who are on the team is Bo Naylor. He's the only possible answer. Austin Hedges is not your starting catcher. Austin's terrific in the clubhouse. He's terrific with his glove. He's not very good at the plate. And he's a backup catcher. He's probably going to have a wonderful long career in the major leagues, either as a player, coach, broadcaster. He'll be in the game a long time. He's sharp. He's good. He'll be doing something for a long time with Major League Baseball, but it won't be as a starting catcher.
I know you didn't want to dip into the minors, so I won't dip in the minors. I'll just say this. I'm a little fascinated by Cooper Engel, who's at Akron right now, just because it seems like he can hit a little.
He's Craig Biggio. Size. It's like 5'8". Can you go with a 5'8 catcher?
I can right now. Yeah, he can hit. I mean, that's the thing is that, and he's been consistent across his minor league career.
Guys from AAA to the majors.
Well, the AA guys don't do a whole lot for me either. The catching. So I'd like to see, I'm not talking about
AAA
him. The AAA guys. So yeah. I'd like to see if they move Engel up here. Not to the bigs. I'm not there yet. But they've got to figure out something to catch her. Dan, I'm just going to ask you real quick because I get frustrated watching Naylor right now, and I don't know that I was in the
defensively
past.
Defensively or offensively?
Both.
Okay.
Both. And so I want to believe in him, and I want to believe that he's going to be the future, and I know that they thought he was the future, and I get that. And I don't know if it's just bad timing. He's in a slump. I'm getting tired of watching him. Maybe that might be it. I just want to see him bust out of this thing. But at what point do we kind of say the catching situation on this team is abysmal?
Worst hitting catchers in the majors.
Yeah. At what point do we throw?
I mean, I'm trying to balance what you're saying here because also, like, catchers can't hit. Like, that's just kind of been a thing for a very long time.
I don't think it's asked. Yeah, but does it have to be?
A lot of Buster Posey's walking around these days.
You've got the big dumper. You've got Sean Murphy starting to finally hit a little bit. You can maybe throw Travis d'Arnaud in there.
Raleigh's been phenomenal in Seattle.
Right. There's a couple other guys that you could point to, but there are 10 catchers who can hit. And then after that, you're basically just hoping they run into one and put one over the fence.
I'm tired of watching the auto out. That's what it is.
They have
enough
invested in Bo Naylor, Andy, that they're going to give him every opportunity. And they should.
My question then is, when does that opportunity end? Like, at what point do they?
There might be competition next year in spring training. Certainly doesn't end this year.
I don't know. I'm frustated by just
watching. You can't see them being buyers at the trade deadline, can you? And going out and finding a catcher?
No.
I can't either.
No.
And if they're going to be buyers at the trade deadline, I would think the position that might be at the bottom of the list is catcher. Even though these guys aren't hitting it
all. How did we get to this point where the catcher became the catcher became the shortstop of the batting order? How did we get here?
It's kind of always been that way.
I don't know. There's been points that I've thought, well, we've got a catcher who can hit.
It might be more of a defense first position than anything else on the field these days.
Correct. Most teams look at it as a defense first position. Can you handle the coach or the pitching staff? Can you throw some guys out? Can you block balls in the dirt?
That's control the running game.
Far more important. And then they're like, if you run into a few and hit them over the fence, we're thrilled.
Yep. Which Austin Hedges can do.
I mean, I'd be happy with a fly ball with a runner at third. I don't think I'm asking for too much there.
It's the big dumper.
Less than two outs.
It's Carson Kelly.
Okay, just because there's
Big,
only a limited.
Big Dumper is a tough name.
What I'm
it's
saying
a great
is,
name. Well, why, that is an A-plus nickname.
Even if we're asking them to control the pitching staff and we're asking them to be the captain on the field, is it asking too much to find a catcher that can hit 200?
Well, okay.
Is that asking too much?
But they don't,
I don't
they
care
don't
about the history of the game.
They don't have one.
And that's what I'm saying. So somewhere down the road, they've got to figure that out. And I know I didn't want to get into the minor league conversation on this, but I mean, it's Major League Baseball. Come on. I know I'm not alone on this. I mean, you feel like you should be able to get more out of that. Otherwise, we are in line with pretty much, I don't know of any, I really.
But see, this is what they
have. And I said this yesterday. Yeah. I want Rocchio just to get up there, get his regular bats, and let's go. I believe that the Rocchio that we saw in the playoffs last year could be the player that we see in the future. Maybe I'm alone on that. Again, I don't care. I'm happy to be on my own island. But I just want to, I want it to be consistent. That's where I see it. What do you see? You tell me. Would you be tempted to buy the deadline, too? Let me throw that at. Are we done with platooning? 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. The Phelps Fan. Joel Corey joins us at noon, former NFL agent, now working for CBS Sports. And we'll talk to Nick Shook coming up at 1 o'clock. We'll talk NFL with him, too, as we get set for the Browns. Man, it's right around the corner. Right around the corner, rookies are going to be here before you know it.
Oh, isn't it the truth? Because mm-hmm. the countdown to training camp going on, preseason yeah. coming up early August, 3 games. It's going to be great. Quarterback competition going absolutely nuts. NBA offseason is here. Summer league started. Guardians trying to get back into it. There's a lot going on, so you don't want to miss a minute of all of us here on The Fan. And how do you do that? Well, you can do it by all kinds of things. You can stream us at 92.3thefan.com. or on your phone with the free Odyssey app. So breaking news all day long, we'll have it for you. Listen.
All right, he's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. We're going to get into this, the Browns' motion to dismiss the case against him with the Modell Law coming up in a little bit. I read a part of this. It's just like in the ruling. I don't know. We'll read this later. I'll get to this in a minute because it's just, it's just like, why, what are we doing? What are we doing? Let's go back to the Guardians here for a second. They played a doubleheader today against the White Sox. Yesterday was rained out. Man, I was bummed out. I was sitting there waiting for the game to start. It's already bad enough. It's in Central Time, so you got to wait a little bit longer. And then all of a sudden, and then Matt came on and said, did it even rain there last night? Did it even rain in Chicago last night? Because he had said it must have, because otherwise they wouldn't cancel the game. But it just... He came on and they held
the game.
That's
usually the way that works.
Well, no, they held the game for forever because yeah. they were waiting for the rain.
That often doesn't work.
And then the rain never came. At that point, he's like, it hasn't even started raining yet, but we're still sitting here. And then obviously I went away. I watched the new Sonny, by the way. Did you see the new Sonny? You saw?
Oh, yeah, both episodes.
Yeah, well, I was waiting. You know, I did that. I was trying to watch some other games too, but I was like, oh, I got to watch Sonny. So I did that. And then I came back and all of a sudden it said, game postponed or game canceled or whatever. That slate they put up there. And so I was bummed that they didn't play last night. Because I'm back. This has been a very emotional week for me and the Guardians. I kind of feel that. It's the relationship we have. Was very depressed with the Guardians. Then I got optimistic after Houston. Now I know you've got the White Sox where you've got a chance. You've got a chance to make some hay here before the All-Star break and maybe feel a little bit better going into the second half of the season, also knowing that the schedule is a little bit softer than it has been over the last month because it's been brutal.
You get crushed if they split?
I'd like for them to take 3 out of 4. I think I'll feel better if they do. Am I going to be crushed? No, because I've got time to think about it. I'm going to heal. I'm going to heal up, just like our best player. He's going to heal up over the All-Star game.
It's a good idea.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That's how I feel. Would you be tempted to buy the deadline?
No. No.
Why?
Because I don't think this team is I don't think this team is ready to make a good playoff run. We've watched the hitting all year long. That's not going to suddenly get a whole lot better. It's not. And the only thing I would be tempted to do, I would definitely sell off guys that I don't think are going to be here next year. So I would try to move Carlos Santana. And I say that even though I like Carlos and think he's done a real solid job here. He's done what was expected of him. But he hasn't set the world on fire. Mm-hmm. I'm okay with giving Kyle Manzardo those at-bats that he's not getting sometimes, and I'm ready to make him the first baseman and or C.J. Cephas in the second half of the season. So I'm okay with that.
Let me just ask you this on Cephas. What's your gut feeling? What do you think they're going to do?
Might see him in August.
The only way he's here is if somebody gets hurt. It's the only way I see it.
Well, but somebody just got shipped out on when Manzardo went on the...
Took a leave.
That's right. They brought up John Kenzie Noel.
Yeah.
Which completely duplicates Jonathan Rodriguez's skill set. So why'd you do that? I don't know. John Kenzie can play first base. There's the difference. But you had two big power-hitting right-handers instead of bringing up either Delauder or Cephas. They clearly think those guys aren't ready, so that's fine. The only thing I'd be tempted to do... And is listen seriously to offers for Emmanuel Clase. And if one of them knocked my socks off, I'd be tempted to move my all-star closer who's under team control. I saw a story yesterday where it was hitting prospect for Emmanuel Clase, hitting prospect for Clase, and it was team after team after team, one prospect for Emmanuel Clase. I don't think I'd do that. But if I could get two pretty good hitting prospects for Emmanuel Clase, and I don't mean guys in A-ball, I mean guys who are in AAA, guys who might be really doing well in AA, and I could get two of them, I'd be really tempted to do that. And though I appreciate Emmanuel Clase, and I think he's tremendous at what he does, this team needs guys who play 9 innings a game for 150 games, more than it needs right now, a guy who pitches one inning, maybe 70 times.
My problem with getting rid of Clase right now is that the contract is so friendly for the team that it just fits in the framework of what the Guardians do and what this franchise does.
I get that.
And if they believe that next year they're going to have a chance to contend, why would you ever walk away from that? I'm not a big fan of getting rid of players who can play.
Have you seen the offense?
Yeah, I understand that.
Tell me who in the minors is ready to come up and be an impactful player.
I mean, Kefas is one that I really want to believe in, but he's kind of cooled off a little bit.
He's cooled off.
DeLauder's the other one.
So is DeLauder.
We can go back and forth on whether you're going to get that too, but why would you create another hole? You're just filling a hole.
I'm not creating a hole. I'm moving either Hunter Gaddis or Cade Smith in my closer role, and I'm moving on.
But if I told you could pick between three guys to be your closer, and they're all economically solid, why would you walk away from Clase?
If I could get a starting outfielder who's going to be a really good hitter for me and a starting shortstop.
Is that what they do, though? Is that what this team has
maybe
done historically?
Maybe it's what they should do.
But I like that. I like the fact that you're thinking that maybe they should take a different direction on the way that they've done things in the past. I just don't see it.
And they're not producing hitters, so you better go trade for some.
If you want to be competitive.
Well,
if you don't want to be competitive.
What makes you more competitive next year? Having a guy who's going to play 70 innings for you or a guy who's going to play 1,300 innings for you? Two of them.
You have to truly believe in one of the two young closers, or your two future closers, who don't have they don't have the numbers that the guy you has right now.
How could they?
Why would you give it to him either?
Phenomenal.
I'm really, if you think that they're a team that can compete next year even, I'm not giving up the closer. Why?
How are they going to compete if they don't hit?
Well, maybe you go out and get a free agent in the offseason, but then again, I'm asking them to do something they don't do. Go out and get somebody. The Josh Naylor thing still just bugs me. It bugs me because what one more bat may have done for this team and during that 10-game losing streak. If that would have just helped, maybe you don't have a 10-game losing streak. Maybe maybe you win three or four of those games, and it totally changes the whole dynamic of where you're at right now.
But see, here's the thing. They actually brought in a guy in Carlos Santana who's been competent, and they replaced the guy who was better with somebody who's competent.
But if you didn't,
what they don't have is competency at other positions. So even if you even if you didn't give up Naylor, and I didn't like that trade, but I like Ciccone.
I do too.
You gotta find a shortstop who can hit. You've got to find a right fielder who can hit. You have to find a center fielder who can hit. You have to find a catcher who can hit. That's four spots right off the top of our head.
Well, forget about it. Because
you've got to find a DH who
can
hit.
Forget about the catcher, because this show has already admitted earlier in the show that if a catcher hits under 200 or hits over 200, it's total bonus time, and it doesn't matter. So forget about the catcher.
No, I'm not forgetting.
Forget about the catcher.
I'm not forgetting about it, because if you listen more carefully, I had said for this year, and I said there will be competition in spring training. There should be.
For someone who can hit under 200.
I hope they bring in catching competition for next year.
I don't think it's okay to look at your baseball team and go, up, catcher, auto out.
I didn't, as I just laid out for you. I would have competition next year. You're not going to find another catcher right now to replace Bo Naylor. I don't think you're going to find one. So I expect them to have competition for him next year. And if he gets beat out, he gets beat out.
I'm still really I was all kind of in on let's kick the tires on trading Clase. Let's kick him. But who's giving up bats either? That's the other part of it. Like
a team that thinks they're close and they don't need a guy in AAA and a guy in AA who's on fire.
Who's got the abundance and
Philadelphia Phillies?
They're the only with an abundance of hitting. Too much hitting?
Their second and third best prospects are hitters. One in AA, one in AAA, and they need a closer.
All right, are we getting the AAA guy? Are we getting them both? That's what I'm saying. You don't know what
I'm
you're going to get
on
the
phone calls. I would call them and say, hey, how about these two guys? And they'll say, no, how about one of them and this guy? And then you might make a deal.
And I'm asking, are you playing for this year, right? I'm asking, are you playing for this year?
The Phillies?
If you're making the deal with the Phillies, are you playing for this year?
I'm playing for the next five.
Dan, is that logical? What are you saying?
Oh, I'm always here for trading closers.
Always?
Always.
They fluctuate so much up and down.
Exactly what he said. They're so fickle. You know, bullpens themselves are so fickle. I would rather turn to some team who is utterly desperate and say, all right, here's Emmanuel Clase.
Yep.
Now, my offer is $1.50 on the dollar. And if you don't meet $1.50, I am thrilled to go into the offseason with him. I am thrilled to go into next season, season after, all that kind of stuff. This is my offer. It's $1.50 to $1.75 on the dollar.
I'll ask both of you guys this too. Are you fixing for this season or have we already moved on? Are you fixing for this season?
I don't think you can fix for this season. This is what it is. It doesn't mean that some of these guys can't be a little bit better. I don't see this team making the kind of moves that make this team significantly better this year at the trade deadline. I don't see it. If they're going to get better this year, it's going to be from within.
There are guys that I would make the move for that would help you this season and beyond, but that's how I would look at it. Like, I would call the Pirates for Brian Reynolds in a second.
Long-term position player.
Exactly. Like, that's the way that I would go to it. Whereas, like, this guy can come in here, he can help me right now, and he can help me 3 years from now as well. Like, there are some guys that are out there at the deadline that I would make that kind of move for. I'm not Carlos Santana, Lane Thomas. I would sell off on the edges. I'm not selling anything big. Again, unless I'm going to go, all right, here's my $1.50 on the dollar.
Yep.
Come make the call.
Yep, agreed.
You meet my $1.50, we'll make the move.
Agreed. That includes Shane Bieber. And before anybody says, well, he hasn't pitched, how's anybody going to know? Guardians picked up Alex Cobb last year, and he hadn't pitched. Didn't work out as well as Matthew Boyd did, but still.
They're still pretty good at that. That I give them credit for, and trading on those short-term guys and then revamping pitchers' careers. Somehow, some way, they've got some magic touch on that, and they've done a fine job with that. I hate giving up on the season. Maybe I'm alone.
Well, no, we're not giving up on the season. They could get better from within.
If the Cubbies called and said, hey, here's Kevin Alcantara, all right, let's have ourselves a conversation. Like, that's how I would go about it for Emmanuel Clase.
He's a terrific outfield prospect.
5-tool outfield prospect who could come up and play for you.
Is he like 6'6", Dan?
Yeah, come up and play for you right now. Play center field for you right now. That's the move I'd do.
Let's talk a little bit more about this when we come back. I also want to get into Cavs Summer League. Did you catch that last night? What did we learn from the Cavaliers as they sit there right now? And, you know, some of the new names, some of the older names that got to play there yesterday, giving it a little bit more. Let's dive into that next, and we'll continue on with this Guardians conversation as well. 216-474-0092. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.